Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. The new American import known as Black Friday is spilling over into Canada as a big shopping day. The name supposedly comes from the day in which the average U.S. retailer reaches a positive balance, black, on sales for the year, which is usually the first Friday after American Thanksgiving. But in a weird case of a snake swallowing its own tail, they've turned it into a massive frenzy of shopping from consumers searching for bargains put on by the retailers wanting to capitalize on a chance to pump up sales. It also means it's the start of Christmas shopping in earnest, and Christmas time is the season of childhood memories and fantasy. So this week I'm looking at two movies about belief and disbelief and fantasies in kids and adolescents. First, Rise of the Guardians, directed by Peter Ramsey. So Jack Frost is a mischievous teenager in a hoodie and skinny jeans who likes snowball fights, getting kids' tongues stuck to metal poles, skateboarding on hazardous icy roads, things like that. When his snow lands on humans, they have fun. He's also invisible. He loves to play, but wishes he knew where he came from and that his friends, the other kids, could see him. Meanwhile, there's trouble up at the North Pole. The Boogeyman, aka Pitch, a fey, vain, and evil guy with an English accent, of course, is injecting nightmares into kids' minds and interfering with their sleep. Basically, the kids are all depressed and have insomnia. So, the guardians who live up there summon Jack to join them in their fight against scariness. So, Santa is a Finnish type guy, Father Christmas type, known as North, who's muscular, tough, and tattooed, with an unplaceable Eastern European accent. It's Alec Baldwin's voice. He carries Matryoshka dolls and curses with the names of Russian composers. Rimsky-Korsakov, Shostakovich. He's guarded by a gang of rough-looking Yetis and serviced by short bus elves. Easter Bunny's a foul-tempered Aussie, and the Tooth Fairy collects teeth to store the memories of children. So in this war room, there's a giant globe with flickering lights, each one representing a kid who still believes in them. But with Pitch on the upswing, the lights are gradually dimming, going out, like in a Peter Pan cartoon. If no one believes in fairies, then Tinkerbell will die. In this case, they won't exactly die. They'll just become invisible to the non-believers, like Jack is already. So will Jack Frost join up with the good guys and try to get the human kids to believe in them again? Or will he let the world fall into the clutches of the evil and very scary Pitch in order to satisfy his own desires? Rise of the Guardians is a resolutely non-religious Christmas movie without a cross, church, or even a glowing star to be seen anywhere. God, if there is one in the movie, takes the form of an all-knowing and all-seeing man in the moon. So it's sort of a moon worship. Easter Bunny is all about eggs and chocolate, and they're all on equal footing, the religious ones with the secular figures like Sandy the Sandman. It's a beautifully crafted movie, really nice art direction, interesting plot. It's clearly aimed at the preteen set, but it was aesthetically pleasing enough to hold my attention, like an incredibly beautiful scene where they all meet in a sort of a floating rust-tiled Samarkand in their encounter with Pitch. Guillermo del Toro's name on it as executive producer, so you know it's not a cheap parody of childhood beliefs. It takes them seriously. And it's in 3D. A much grimmer movie is The Suicide Room, directed by Jan Komasa. So Dominic, played by Jakub Gierzal, is a happy, popular private school kid, high school, a bit emo looking, but he's in tight with the in crowd. And there's a guy there he likes at school who may or not be leading him on. When he has an embarrassing frottage incident at a judo practice, when he gets a bit too frisky with the guy he's crushing on, he's mortified. After he cleans up, all his friends seem to have turned on him, and to make matters worse, the other guy posted what happened to him on Facebook. So he's, where everyone could see it, so he's cyberbullied into hiding in his bedroom. His one solace is an animated world online, a sort of a second life ruled by a queen named Sylvia, lives in a castle. He becomes obsessed by her, and he to the point where he seems to only exist in the form of his avatar, while his real self is holed up in a room, dark, not eating, never going outside, going from the most popular kid in school to a reclusive otaku in just a matter of weeks. And Sylvia, the queen, is pushing hard for Dominic to join their suicide club and kill themselves. So his parents, both rich and successful, have no idea whatsoever what's going on. They call in psychiatrists, but they basically just want to get some prescriptions to put him under. Dominic may be on the verge of killing himself, while the parents are more worried about their son's aborted sex life, which might embarrass them and damage their career ambitions. So will Dominic choose to live or to die? Will he reconnect with the outside world, or will he fall forever into this animated land? Will he get to meet his cyber love, Sylvia, face to face? And will his parents ever show compassion or even understanding for their son? Although the ending is quite confusing, it's a good, tense, emotional drama. And it's a Polish movie. It takes a look at adolescent depression, emo, cyberbullying, things like this you don't normally associate with the country of Poland. So Rise of the Guardians is playing now, and Suicide Room played at the Toronto's Ekran Polish Film Festival. Very good festival, played last month. Also look out for free Japan Foundation screenings coming up in December at the Bloor Cinema, featuring dramatizations of Japanese novelist Osamu Dazai and his stories. Toronto Film Noir Syndicate is showing the Coen Brothers classic Blood Simple this weekend. And the first annual Blood in the Snow Canadian Film Festival, showing new and classic Canadian horror movies, is on next week at the projection booth on Girard Street East, featuring cool picks like Bruce McDonald's Pontypool and the world premiere of new movies like Sick and the psychological thriller House of Flies with Henry Rollins. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.